The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. I always found this feast day to be very peculiar, very strange, if you think about it. Jesus Christ as a king? It seems to go against all of our other images of Jesus. We have the Good Shepherd. We see the symbol of the small lamb laying down. We even see our Lord riding on a donkey, entering the city of Jerusalem. Today, though, this feast day touches on an important aspect for ourselves and for our world. We are always looking for strong individuals to lead us. A leader is one that usually represents the whole community, the needs, the wants, and the desires of that community. If we take a look at the Old Testament, the people of Israel were doing just that. They begged God, though, for a human king. And as we read further in the Old Testament, it's going to be a lot of trouble for them. They forgot that the king of Israel for them was the law, the commandments that God gave to Moses many, many generations I'll go. And sadly, the people of God miss the mark sometimes. Their passions, other personalities, other things popped up in their mind instead of the loving, embracing guidance of our God. Today, instead of seeing Jesus Christ as somebody with a crown on and fancy robes, we need to look a little bit beyond that. We need to look at our Lord as the servant king. Christ always serving the other. And how we ourselves are called to that service. Our gospel for this morning hits on a very important theme. A theme that unites the Jewish people and us as Christians. And that is having a living, eternal memory. Having a living, eternal memory. The memory is very strong in the Jewish mind. All of the great challenges, the Exodus, many times of persecution, memory is very strong for them. And I would venture for us as well. When we come into this church building, we enter, and who do we see first? The Son of God, Jesus Christ. Our entire center, our entire life, really. But having that living, eternal memory. Memories not just of the past, but how those are built up even today with our faith. The common call of the Christian to have Christ as the centerfold. And this really does take on many different forms. And it's very amazing to see how the Spirit moves the individual, how the Spirit moves the community. It amazes me, my dear brothers and sisters, when I go on my homebound visits, or when the sisters go on their homebound visits, and we visit some individuals who suffer from dementia, Alzheimer's, other mental diseases. And you know what? They never forget the Our Father. They never forget the Hail Mary. They never forget those prayers. That living, eternal memory. And we have to be careful that we don't forget that we have that living and eternal memory. Because we hear the disciples saying, "When did we see you? We didn't see you hungry or thirsty or anything like that. We didn't see you. What are you talking about?" And you can just picture Jesus, this inner groaning. You were hungry. You were thirsty. Remember the promised land? I took you out of Egypt. How are you going to help other people if you don't know what's going on within you? If you forget that living, eternal memory, how are you going to move forward and build the kingdom of God here on earth? So today, as we conclude this liturgical year, as we get ready for a new one next week, let us thank the Son of God for not just being a king, but being the servant king who constantly gives us the grace and the gifts to build up the city of God and to always cherish that gift, the living and eternal memory of our faith.